masses of France, thanks to the wonderful sponsors and lots of cheer. Radiothon, 12 hours of fun. We've waited all the year with horses front and center, funny poems, songs, and chatter, the listeners calling in, sharing stories of horses and friends, bringing hope and cheer throughout the year.
It's time for the next hour of the HRN Holiday Radiothon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, holy day, the sun was brightly shining. It was the day that my horse ran over me. We rode as one through bumpy country dirt roads. His trot could knock the teeth from your head. I had no horn in which to hang on to. There were no stirrups in which to hold my feet. I was riding bareback. Oh, how my butt did it hurt. But down the road we went. Oh, down the road we went. Oh, down, oh, down, down, down the road we went. The thrill of falling made me giggle. I laughed so hard that I began to slip. I fell on my knees. I landed in front of him. He trembled over me with silver shoes flying by. Oh, he trampled me. Yes, he trampled me. Oh, yes, he trampled me.
This should be funny.
It was hard to gaze through the dust, but I looked up to find my trusty steed. Along a way ahead, he stopped and turned to look back, and he appeared, and my soul felt his worth. Oh, he stopped for me, yes, he stopped for me. Oh, what a sunny day.
That was great.
Well, those opera singers were Joy Dorsch and Mary Calkins. Thank you to both of you, Mary. That was hilarious. And now we're riding into hour 6 for the first time. It's the Stacy Westfall Hour of the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network 12-Hour Live Holiday Radiothon by State Line Tack, with additional support provided by Ride with GPS, Horse Holster, and Stacy Westfall. I am Glenda Geek, and with me, still with me, is Dr. Wendy Ying of the Driving Radio Show. We are your guides for the entire 12 hours. Well, we're almost there, Wendy. We're almost at halfway. We're going to do it. I am so excited for this hour. Tell us who we have on.
We have the host of the world champion Oh, sorry. We have Stacey Westfall.
I'll take that.
She's a world champion.
She's a world champion horse trainer, and she has her own podcast here on the Horse Radio Network.
Yes, she does. She's on with us on Horses in the Morning once a month. Plus, she has her own podcast. She isn't busy enough. Stacey, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Did you love that song?
Oh my goodness, this has been awesome. I actually was really enjoying the lady in the earlier hour that was talking about the horse peeking to try to look around the mirror on the wall.
Yes.
Oh, that was good.
Every dressage rider's had one of those.
That was on my list of things that my horses do that make me laugh.
Well, Stacey, it is so good to have you on. And, you know, we appreciate you being part of the Horse Radio Network now. And, of course, you have your own show. Give a plug for that real quick.
It was kind of funny, Glenn, because I kept saying it. I kept saying my own podcast name incorrectly. Is that a newbie thing?
we'll give you about 100 episodes to get it right, okay?
Okay, good. Because I kept saying, it's the Stacey Westfall Horse Podcast. No, it's just the Stacey Westfall Podcast. It's very close, but I kept throwing in horse. Apparently, I considered that
you
at one point.
You can change the name.
Well, you know what? You search for Stacey Westfall on any of your podcast players, and it's going to pop up. So it's going to
probably. So I just found it funny that, you know, you've asked me this every time I've been on, and I've answered it every time on. And then I looked it up the other day and went, oh, that's cute. I've been saying that incorrectly the whole time.
How many times do you say the name of your show when you're recording? A bunch. But you know what's so funny is you get into a rhythm and you don't even think about it.
Yeah, definitely.
What's the name of the show again?
The Stacey Westfall Hour. I think you should leave the horse in there, because if you want, you know, your Google metrics, I would leave the horse in there.
Yeah, look at the doctor of veterinary sciences is telling you how to do marketing.
I'm Asian, okay? I know about Google metrics.
That's funny. Well, Stacey, I just want to tell your listeners, the ones that are joining us today right now for the first time, we've been at this now for 5 hours, going in our sixth hour. We're giving away a ton of prizes, including on Stacey's hour today. The theme of the Radiothon is the funniest or sneakiest thing your horse ever did. And you can give us a call to be entered. That's how you enter. You call us right now and you can talk to Stacey. You can talk right to her. So give us a call at 435-272-1997. You don't have to be on the air to enter, but we would love if you would chat with us. And Serenity, we're going to get to you in just 1 minute. But first, Wendy is going to tell us what we are giving away in Stacey's hour.
All right. This hour, we have over $500 in prizes that we're going to give away at the end of the show. We have a prize by Ride with GPS, Horse Holster. Stacey Westfall has some prizes that she's going to give away, and State Line Tack. Plus, at the end of the 12 hours, we'll have two grand prizes, the $500 gift certificate from Kelly Herd Jewelry, and from Wintech, your choice of any Wintech saddle.
Well, Stacey, why don't we take a caller right now? It's been waiting a long time, and this is Serenity from your home state of Ohio.
Yay.
Are you there, Serenity?
Hi. Yes, hi, I'm here.
Hey.
Hi.
Good.
Hey. This is my first time doing this. I'm a little awkward. I apologize.
Well, Stacey is too, so you're even. You're both.
All good.
Oh, good. Oh, good. And I know she's a fellow Ohio girl like me in this lovely sunny Ohio.
Yeah, it was spitting snow a minute ago.
Yes, yeah, I know. It's lovely.
Well, Serenity, do you have a horse you can tell us about that's been naughty?
Oh, do I? Well, other than the one I submitted already about my my daughter's sneaky pony, my brother's quarter horse, when we first got him, we had to board him, and he was in their back barn where he was getting boarded, which was like right behind their house. I don't know how he ended up over their fence and in their backyard, but they're like 2 or 3 year old son. Sorry, my daughter's screaming. Looked out the window and said, "Horse, horse!" And he was up on their deck.
That's funny.
I don't know how he did it. I don't know how he made it over their fence. Their fence was a good 6-foot fence, and yeah. He ended up in the backyard with the dogs.
Well, you know, we used to have a mini that we let loose in the yard. And every morning we'd wake up, this thing was 1,000 years old. And every morning we'd wake up, we'd open the back door and the mini's face would be right there leaning against the door. I think she slept against the door. And the one time we did have a blizzard in Pennsylvania and we brought the mini into the house.
Oh,
it was so cute. We put it. Because I didn't think, first of all, the snow was deeper than she was. I was afraid we wouldn't find her. in the morning.
Yeah.
But she That's did not so like cool. stalls. She, so, well, thank
that
you.
That reminds me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, her story reminds me. One day we were sitting when my kids were little, and they were kind of single digit numbers. I can't remember exactly the age of the one that said it, but we had one of those little like Goodnight Moon kind of books where you read this very repetitive stuff to the kids, and it had a blue horse, and we're sitting there at the table in the morning, and our son is pointing out the window, going blue horse, and at first I thought he was just quoting the book. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm making breakfast and I'm just kind of like half making the breakfast and half hearing him. And he's like saying blue horse. And then I look and he's pointing and one of the horses had escaped and it had on a blue blanket. So it's running around and you're like, oh, you mean blue horse.
Really blue horse.
Really? There is a blue horse there.
Kids are very literal, aren't
oh
they?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, they are.
And that's why they call you out for the things you wish they hadn't said in public about you. Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
We can do a whole show on that sometime.
Oh, next for sure.
Serenity, thank you for calling. Yes. We appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Yes, thank you. Love you guys. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Well, we're going to take a break for our title sponsor. By the way, I just heard at the end of the last hour that Stateline has made their coupon code. It's HRN when you go to Stateline TAC. It's now 30% off until the end of the month for listeners of the Radiothon. So it pays to listen here. That's 30% off. Nobody else offers 30% off. So you can get that by going to Stateline TAC. And we're going to hear about them. And we're going to your terrific guest coming up.
I'm Lisa from Stateline TAC, and you are listening to the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon. The sneakiest thing my Minnie ever did was pull his water bucket down and stand on it so he could see out of his stall. Merry Christmas from all of us at Stateline TAC.
Stateline TAC is throwing the biggest holiday shopping event of the season, featuring blowout prices on blankets, apparel, saddles, tack, and everything you might need or want, including top brands like Defender, Gatsby, Kensington, Back on Track, Dublin, Weaver Leather, Carrots, and many, many more. Don't miss their gigantic boot blowout featuring Ariat, Twisted X, Justin, Dan Post, Tin Hall, and all of your favorite footwear brands. They have the lowest prices of the year on tens of thousands of items. Plus, enter to win a Bates Victrix saddle, valued at over $3,450. Visit StatelineTAC.com/HRN for the best holiday deals and enter code HRN for exclusive savings on your order. Stateline TAC, they make riding affordable. All right, if you want to call in right now, call 435-272-1997 to be entered to win prizes or chat with us on the air. We have a lot of lines open right now, 435-272-1997. And your guest is ready.
Awesome. Very good. So Barbara Schulte is going to be joining us, and she is my friend and a professional cutting horse trainer, performance coach, and author, clinician, and equine consultant. But basically, Glenn, I met Barbara when I was at the University of Findlay in the equine program, and she came to teach a program that she called at the time mental toughness training for riders. And I'll let her explain a little bit more about that. But I'll tell you, it's something that I have used and still use to this day. And then we were also both inducted into the Cowgirl Hall of Fame together at the same time in 2012. So, hi, Barbara.
Hey, Stacy. Hi. How are you?
Good. Good to hear you.
I know. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, did you have a great Thanksgiving?
I did. And one thing that I have to tell you is that when I was growing up on our place, my parents had, you know, 400 horses or so. And my dad...
Wait a minute. Stop right there. We're going to stop you right there. 400?
I wanted to. Thank you.
Is that a right number? 400?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Absolutely, it is.
Holy cow.
It is.
I'll never complain about our
there
two
was,
again,
no.
ever.
Yes, there was never a program that had that many horses in it that I'm aware of that was like my parents. It was a buy, sell, trade program where the five kids had a string of horses 365 days of the year that we would improve and take to shows for the purpose of marketing the horses. So it's quite an operation. We had one person who only clipped horses and doctored them. I mean, that's how many horses there were. But on Thanksgiving and Christmas, it was the only day that my dad took off, you know, and of course, the horses had to be tended to. But, you know, as far as like not working. And so I have a thing on Thanksgiving and Christmas that I'm taking the day off. So anyway, I did have a good Thanksgiving. That was a long answer to your question about did I have a good Thanksgiving.
Wow, that is 400 horses. I'm with Glenn. I'm still just marveling at this. Yeah.
Yes, it was something. It was really something.
I would have to have numbers. I'd never remember their names. They'd have to have big numbers painted on their butts, like 1 through 400. And then I'd have to need a chart, my phone. I wouldn't know who was who.
Yeah. Well, my dad, that was the other thing. He had a photographic memory. And not all of them, but most of them were registered. And from the time he started in business with registered quarter horses, because he had mules when he and my mom were first married, but to the time till his last horse, he could remember their name and sire and dam. It was, he had a pretty amazing memory. I did not get that feature, by the way. So.
Oh.
Stacey, are you there?
Oh, yep, I am.
All right,
sorry.
I think you cut out just for a second.
I think I might have too.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So Barbara, do you have, are we, Glenn, are we asking people about their sneaky and funny?
Sure.
Okay. Barbara, do you have a sneaky or funny story about a horse of yours? With 400 growing up, I don't know if it's like me, but when I think about when Glenn first sent out this question, I was thinking, I have a sneaky or funny story for every single horse in the barn. So if you have that many, you might have quite a few to choose from based on the 400 in the barn at a time, let alone the ones you have now. But what is your favorite sneaky or funny horse story?
Well, my favorite sneaky story is that I had this horse named Freckle Son of a Doc when I was showing as a professional trainer, you know, in that part of my life. And he and I were just really great buddies. And one day at the barn, the owners came to see him and he was still in his stall. And we stopped in front of his stall just to talk to Chad about, I guess, what shows we were going to. I can't remember that part. But he just stood behind me. And my back was to his stall. And the entire time I was talking, he went, I mean, it's so low that nobody could hear but me. And he just kept doing it and doing it. It was the cutest, most fun thing. Because it was just kind of like our little secret thing. I love that. It was pretty sneaky.
That's funny, and that's not the direction I thought the story was going, because my memory is colored by, you know, similar times when clients would visit. And so when you started your story off and you were like, and the customer came and we walked over the stall, my mind went to this horse that we had, and the owner had raised it from a foal, and it was born on his property, and he always loved it, you know, love on them and play with them and do all this stuff. And then he sent them, and this one had probably been there for 3 or 4 months, and he came to visit it, and he opened up the stall door, and we're doing the same thing. We're talking and we're doing, but we opened up the stall door and he stepped in, and this horse walked up, knocked his hat off his head, grabbed hold of his shoulder of his shirt, and almost picked him up. And I'm like, I've never seen that before. And Steve started laughing. He was like, he remembers me. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I've never seen this behavior at all, but that horse remembered This customer had encouraged them to be really like that when he was little, and we kept explaining to him that that might not be great as the horses got huge, but sure enough, that horse had never once done that to any of the four of us in the barn, but he remembered his owner and was like, hey, and Steve thought it was great. So
yeah, those teeth do get bigger and the mouth gets wider.
But they're so cute when they're babies.
Yeah.
I know. It was just so funny to see that horse instantly switch back. So I think I'd take your horse's gentle talking behind over that.
Okay.
That's
well, I do have a very short, it's not a sneaky or funny story, but I think it's a very special story about a time when I had a stud in the back of a 6-horse trailer, which that is not really, of course, where you should haul a stallion. So many, the beginning is of the story has many faults to it. But anyway, and I was also driving by myself from Colorado to Texas, and I hear this huge ruckus in the back and pull over, went back there, and this horse's front legs were through the slats, those you know, metal slats of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really struggling and fighting and a man pulls up in kind of a beat up car and says, you know, how can I help you? And I explain what was going on. And I said, I don't know what to do. He's not going to have strength much longer. And there's no way that I know of to bend those slats so that he can get his hooves back out through them. And he said, well, just wait right there. And he crawls into, I'm not kidding, he crawls into the trailer and on top of the back of this horse, and I didn't see this part, but then he crawls out, and my horse is down, and I'm just so amazed, and I back this horse out, and he's gone.
How'd he do it?
And I think it was an angel.
Huh.
And I am not exaggerating or making it up or anything. I've never had any experience like that in my life.
Wow.
Because my thought was, this guy's going to, first of all, he's not a horse guy, and he's going to get killed. I mean, it all happened like so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see him again. I couldn't thank him. He was gone.
Wow.
So that's not a sneaky or funny, but I think it's a pretty special story. So.
Yeah. Trailer stuff can get that reminds me of, like, I was a kid and we were hauling three in a friend's, they had a stock trailer and you could haul three in the front and then you could shut that, you know, middle divider and then three in the back, and mm-hmm. somehow the horses, you know, switched themselves around, so instead of it being horse number 1, 2, and 3 with two in the middle, you know, we felt that kind of shaking around kind of thing, and you know, number 1 was over where number 3 should be. Number 3 was where number 2 should be. And the lead ropes were all still involved. And one of the horses had fallen down. And we'd never seen anything like this. And so the one that was down was like kind of choking the one that was up. You know, it was like, it was a total mess. And we open up the door. God. And we're just like, you know, you have to think, I'm like 13 years old at the time. And thankfully we did what we had knives on us, you know, you had a knife on you because you were hauling horses, you were around them, and we just started cutting ropes and everything popped out fine. But then you were like, oh, are they going to load back on the trailer? Yeah. Like you're so thankful that they're not hurt that you almost lose fact of the sight that you're on the side of the road and you just cut three horses completely loose and you're like,
right.
Okay, now let's switch from this crisis to plan B crisis, and now then you catch them all, and then you're just like amazed at their trust, and then you go back, and like you said, I think so much of our experience comes from like, and I'm going to tell you the things I probably shouldn't have been doing that led to this story.
We made a disclaimer at the beginning of the day for everybody involved that this does not reflect our current state of horsemanship. All of these things
thank you.
Yeah, that's right. We had to do that because everybody's telling stories of the stuff their horse shouldn't have got away with.
Damn it, Zeus.
Yeah.
So, and there is a drinking game, but so everybody drink at that last one that Wendy just did on purpose. So go ahead.
That's funny. So the you know, I don't know, Barbara, do you still run into this? So I think I'm still, as I'm training, I'm a professional now. I've been doing stuff for a long time, but I still find the horses very, very funny. But one of the things I find funny and humorous about them is the mistakes that they make as they're learning. And I'm not sure if it's just my sense of humor or not, but like right now I'm teaching one of my horses to do a Spanish walk, but right now it's realistically called a Spanish stomp because she's not quite right, but she's headed in, I hope, the right direction. But now I've got this horse that instead of like this beautiful, elegant Spanish march, she's more like, she's like, I don't know why, but she likes it if I stomp the ground like a fly, you know, like, so I've got this Spanish stomp thing going on. And I was like thinking about all the other half my list of silly things when I was thinking about today are kind of like, they're sort of like mistakes the horses are making on the way to learning something valuable. But I find these to be kind of humorous. Are you still finding that kind of joy while you're playing with your horses?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, you know, I do these weekly 3 to 4 minute videos. They're just little messages each week. And so, this past week I wasn't on my horse. He was standing next to me. And so he just got this thing where I was talking into the camera and he just put his ear like right on my cheek and just started like kind of rubbing his ear, but not in a imposing way, but it was just the sweetest thing. It was, you know, like, I know our horses' ears obviously are always pointed to where they're paying attention, but it was just a very affectionate thing, you know, and it was just very soft. So I guess it was a little bit like my other horse going, but this one was doing it with his ears. Yes, they're just always so, well, when they're not kind of cruising on their own, getting into their own interests or whatever, but they just so want to please us. And the things that they guess as the right answers really are humorous. So
it is. Right. Oh, that's funny. So I know that you're in January getting ready to start up one of your programs. Is that something you teach? You teach a lot about the, you know, about it, enjoying the horse during those mistakes and stuff, I'm going to guess.
Yes. Well, the program is called Core Confidence. And actually, Stacy, it's an expansion of, you know, what I taught when I saw you years ago. So what year would that have been that I would have been at Findlay? And I think I came there a couple of years in a row.
I think you did. And it had to have been, you know, it had to have been like 96, 97, something like that.
A
couple years ago?
yes. Only a couple years ago.
Only a couple.
Yes. And that program, I was trained at the time by the human, now it's called the Human Performance Institute, where they train Olympic and professional athletes how to compete under pressure. And that training and the development of that course really formed the very core of how I have taught, you know, how I think, and the just fabulous training that's all based on research of how they help athletes to be their best when it really matters. And they also, of course, do business trainings now. And so I was lucky enough to take that training into the horse world. And then over time, because that is such a passion of mine, by that, I mean the understanding of how we reach our potential and how we experience joy along the way and maximize our learning progress without feeling any pressure about it, and also stay true to ourselves and our own interests, and of course, connect with our horses, that that passion of mine has led me to study, you know, lots of different mentors and to see the commonality across people and, of course, riders in several dimensions of developing confidence and calmness and connection with horses. So that's what that training is. It's coming up in January. And the core of the training, you know, it's called core confidence, is the training that you are familiar with, Stacey, from years ago, which is, you know, truth is truth, and classic things are classic things, whether it's horses or people, and you know, what makes us tick and what works.
Yeah.
And then it's just expanded to really understand more about joy and not being hard on ourselves, and understanding the role of errors and all those things, because they're part of what we do. It's part of our human experience. We can't ever get away from those things.
Yeah, I know that it had a huge impact on me when I was at school, because you're just basically, the shortest version I can do is you taught me how much control I could have over my own emotions and how that reflected in the horse. Is there a somewhere on your website where they can find more information about that?
Well, the best thing that people could do would be to go to my website, which is barbaraschulte.com, and my last name is spelled S-C-H-U-L-T-E.com. And there's a red box on the right side that where you can sign up for, you know, newsletters and or the my weekly videos and information about programs I have coming up, because that particular program is like a college program. It opens and then it closes again, so that I can really focus on the people who are in the group.
Awesome.
Thank you, Barbara. Awesome. We Definitely appreciate you joining us, and Merry Christmas. Have a good one.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's been a blessing and a fun, and I wish you all the best of holidays and everyone listening.
Thanks, Barbara.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we have a caller for you, Stacy. We have Kayla from Oregon is on here.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Stacy. How are you?
Excellent. I'm wrapped up and sipping coffee while talking on a podcast. Life is good.
Love it. That sounds cozy and comfortable.
How about you?
Doing okay. I was going to share one of my naughty pony stories.
Oh, good. I like these.
Yeah, these are pretty great. Everyone's come up with some good ones. I have a 17-3 thoroughbred who happens to get into some trouble every now and then. He's not an off-the-track thoroughbred, but he's just a very tall thoroughbred. And, you know, one of the important things that you guys have always talked about is properly putting on blankets. And one year he decided to eat the grass that's a little greener on the other side, and by leaning over the fence, he clipped himself to the fence. So when my mom asked him to come in for breakfast, he was pretty PO'd that he couldn't come off the fence and do that. So luckily she was able to go over and rescue him from that, but we certainly had a reminder in our barn to make sure we clipped to the inside and not to the outside.
Wow, that is
a
good reminder.
Pet peeve of mine.
It is, Wendy. You just set her off.
I know, because that can happen. Look,
it
they can.
It, you know, I'm glad he didn't get hurt, and the blanket was obviously a tough one. It stuck through, so we were lucky there. We didn't lose anything, and he was totally fine. But he was sure mad he didn't get to run to breakfast that
God,
morning.
How do horses live past 1 year old? They're trying to kill themselves from the day they're born. And they really work hard at it.
Yes,
they do.
That's why they have to be super careful.
But we forgive you. No responsibility, no blame today. It's no blame day.
I'm not blaming you, but I'm just, now you
it's
can be neurotic
learning.
Like
it's
the
all
rest
about
of us.
And we have all, you know, how blankets survive one season, I don't know, because all our horses have always destroyed them. We've never had any last. If that's why Scooter's not out with anybody. Scooter, my hackney pony, will tear a blanket to shreds in one night. It's his mission.
Well, we're so grateful for the Horse Radio Network, because we get to use that coupon every year to buy new winter blankets.
That's
for all
right.
Our horses.
State Line Tech, 30% off, coupon code HRN. Thank you. That was a good setup, Kayla. That was great.
Of course.
Bye, Kayla.
Well, thank you all for having me.
All right.
And have a great holiday.
Awesome.
Bye.
Well, we're going to try real quick. We don't have a lot of time. Well, actually, Olivia, hold on. We're going to play the voicemail package, and we're going to have Olivia help us pick winners of this hour's prizes. But first, we have – I put a couple of these voicemails in here specifically for you, Stacy. So.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
I'm Laura from HorseLovers.com. Thank you for choosing the world's largest online tack shop for your equestrian shopping needs. Merry Christmas from all of us here at HorseLovers.com.
This is Susan Burris from Pearland, Texas. I'm going to tell you about my sneaky horse. The first lesson horse I ever did ride was a halflinger mare, so fuzzy and wide. She had two speeds, either slow or slower, and it turns out she could dial it down even lower. She went down like a clown, drop down without a sound. Can I get a leg up? Get me off this hard ground. Again, I walked on with a smile big and wide. Then she balled up and crumpled a second time. She went down like a clown, bent her knees and lay down. Can I get a leg up? Get me off this hard ground.
Hi, my name is Cheryl, and I'm from Sammamish, Washington. We had a national show horse. He was like 16, two hands, and his name is Jake, and he's a gelding. And the funniest thing he used to do is if he had to pee on a hard surface like gravel or concrete, he didn't want the spray from the pee to hit his leg. So he would always lift one of his hind legs and kind of rotate it while he was peeing. So he wouldn't get his back leg sprayed with pee. That's so cute. That was our funny Jakey. Have a good holiday season.
Hi, this is Nan Resch from Wisconsin, wishing all of you at HRN a Merry Christmas. And I have a poem about my naughty horse, Nikki. Oh, Nikki, you're so fine. You're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Nikki, you respect the fence when it's snapping, but if it's off, you make things happen. You duck under, looking to frolic, but eat all that grass, you just might colic. Stop, drop, and roll might be your thing, but it's downright dangerous if it happens in spring. A touch of white-taped electric stimulation is all you need for a safe situation. But a white-tailed deer is all it takes for you to sense it's now time to escape. You check for a force field, you little pooper, and what makes it worse is you bring along Trooper. Golden Morgan and Black Tennessee Walker go cantering by and make me a gawker. You know you're handsome, and I'll take a pick, but I run to the barn for a lead line quick. A couple of gleeful laps round the field, I give you a whistle and ask you to yield. You toss your head with a gleam in your eye, but you draw right in, and I heave a great sigh. I'm thankful we've finally developed a bond, and Trooper, thank God, follows along. Back to your dry lot, no more grass to guzzle. You know you can't be grazing without your muzzle. There's no better fence tester, by far, than a Palomino Morgan diagnosed with IR. Merry Christmas, everyone.
So I'm on Foxy, and he was the horse I took to the World Championships, and I'm a teenager, and I'm in my barn. I used to jump on his back in the barn and walk him out to the pasture. No saddle, no bridle. And he'd just walk right out, and I'd close the gate. Well, this day, he didn't do that. He took off in the barn so fast, then he hung right. Now, mind you, I'm bareback with nothing, no saddle, no bridle. And we had a pond. He headed straight for the pond, straight for it, and stopped right before the water and literally tried to dump me in the water. I didn't get dumped. Happy holidays, everybody, from Desiree Johnson and Eric Johnson and Smooth Stride Riding Jeans.
Kelly Atkinson, you hold my heart. All that matters, you carry on your back. Through the arena, across fields and pastures, riding the trails and blazing new ones, eager to learn whatever she introduces you to. Her breath of fresh air on long, trying days. You bring her dreams into ribbons of reality. Confirmation that hard work pays off. You are this mother's treasure. I thank you. You hold our hearts.
Hi, everyone. This is Clover calling from British Columbia, Canada. I would have to say the sneakiest thing my horse has ever done is actually get through the fencing one night, who knows how, and went to visit the very senior stallion next door. Oh. So luckily, we found her before she actually got into the pasture with him, and everyone was safe and sound at the end of the ordeal. So wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Thanks.
Hi, this is Carrie from Iowa. First, I just want to say a huge thank you to HRN and especially the Auditor family. You've all been such an enormous source of knowledge and support in the last few years. Thinking over this year's Radiothon question, the POA we just sold came to mind. Among his many very expressive personality traits was a deep, mischievous streak. When we first bought our two horses, Ace and Parker, we boarded them at our lesson barn. They became fast friends, but it was very obvious that Ace was in charge. He would decide where they would stand in the pasture, which blade of grass Parker could eat, and so on. Once we brought the horses home to our own property to live, we started trailering to lessons once a week. Keep in mind, as a newbie, this was my first experience trailering, and this was a new-to-me trailer. The very first time we arrived at our destination, I noticed a peculiar spot of ruffled, damp hair on Ace's rump. I took notice, but didn't think much of it. Routinely, for the next several weeks, every time I'd unload Ace from the trailer, I'd notice the same thing. I inspected the trailer, looked it over for a leak in the roof that might have been dripping or a sharp corner on the divider that he might have been rubbing against, but I couldn't find anything. It wasn't until one day when we had the horses loaded and ready to go and I was headed down the driveway that I had to stop and run back to the house to grab something. As I went to jump back in the truck, I decided to peek in the window of the trailer to make sure the horses were all good, and I saw Parker with his neck bent around and stretched over the slant load divider trying to bite Ace in the butt. I guess he had decided trailer time was his chance to get back at his bossy pasture mate. Needless to say, Parker got a shorter trailer tie after that, and Ace never again arrived at his destination with a bite mark on his butt. Thanks, HRN, for everything that you've done. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone.
I thought I would tell you about my naughty little Welsh pony I had growing up.
Another
who
pony.
Decided one day that she was hungry and was going to find a way to sneak into the barn. And the way that she did this is she was on pasture board at a facility that had a nice barn with a lounge that had a like a garage door roll-up type door that would expose the barn directly to the pasture because it wasn't like separated by a fence or anything. And so in the summer, they would roll this garage door up, and they had like a pole that would go across the door, and it was in slots. And they also, in addition to the pole, it was to keep the horses out, obviously. And in addition to the pole, they had two pieces of rope that they would attach in the middle. And so the horses could stand there and look into the barn, but they couldn't get in because this pole and the rope was in the way. One day, my mare decided that she was going to work out a solution to this problem. And she got on her knees, and somehow she managed to sneak under the rope, and she got under the pole. And the pole had just enough give in these slots where she was able to, like, shimmy under this thing and get in the actual barn. And we caught her. She went through the barn, through the tack room, and into the feed room. And we caught her with her head buried in the grain buckets, having herself a little feast. And it was fine. We caught her before, like, she collected or anything. But she was definitely a naughty little pony who could figure out how to get what she wanted. So hope you all enjoyed that story, and happy holidays, everybody.
Lynn Bishop from Saline, Michigan. Here comes Ginger, here comes Ginger, racing across the field. Lynn was 16 and loved barrel racing, a good time this would yield. At the last minute, Ginger spun right next to a large tree. Lynn went flying and hit the trunk and found she couldn't breathe.
That wasn't funny.
These listener voicemails were brought to you by HorseLovers.com. Every day, they have special holiday deals added to their clearance section. Shop by category, brand, size, color, or even price. They have something for everyone at amazing prices. Again, visit the site every day to see the newest deals. You don't want to miss out. Quantities sometimes are limited. Visit early, visit often at horselovers.com/clearance. Horselovers.com is also offering a special holiday discount with purchase just for you, our HRN and Radiothon listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at horselovers.com simply by entering HRN in the coupon box at checkout. That's it. Just enter HRN in the coupon box at checkout at horseloverswithaz.com.
Wow, we have some amazing deals going on today all over the place. Well, we're going to give away some prizes. Before I do that, I want to take a recount of what the horses have eaten today that they shouldn't have. We've had hamburgers, hot dog.
Yeah.
During a show in the class.
Yeah.
Fish and chips. You're right. Fish and chips.
Oh, that's a hamburger.
Fish fry.
Hamburglar. Yeah. He likes fish and
what
chips.
What else have
too.
We eaten today that we shouldn't have?
Blankets. Do blankets count?
Yeah. Way too much grain. Blankets. Yep. We have some hungry horses.
Jelly donuts.
Jelly donuts. Oh, I forgot about the jelly donut horse. So what this is coming down to is our listeners don't feed their horses, I guess. That's why they're starving out there.
I'm still identifying with that halflinger that had slow and slower as a speed. No, I think we might have had the same halflinger at one point.
I heard that and said, I'm playing that Stacey's
error. And then when she couldn't get the kid off, she just laid down.
Yeah.
That was when I finally decided my kids might need a little more high-powered steed because we had Paige the pony, the halflinger, and pretty much she wouldn't move unless the boys had a riding crop in their hand and were willing to tap her. And they were standing, one was standing there, he'd been riding for an hour, and then I'm looking across the arena and there were a couple other riders and I just see him sinking down and like the pony just laid down and I'm like, step off and walk away. And he stepped off and he goes, Paige is lousy. And I was like, maybe he needs a horse with a little more movement. This one's now laying.
That's perfect. I'm done. Your kids, get rid of them. Well, we have Olivia from Oklahoma on here who's going to help us pick some winners of some fantastic prizes. Hi, Olivia.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us. Do you have before we get to prizes, do you have a funny pony story?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
So I have a little mini named Otis.
Oh, I love you already.
He is precious. He has figured out this trick recently where if he knows how much the cows like his dinner hay, and so after he eats and we go inside, he'll push his hay as close as he can to the fence to tempt the cows to come over. And then once the cows get over, he pushes it away a little bit. And so they end up knocking his fence over. So he can now be free in the big pasture. And he always plants it right after we've gone inside. We finally caught it one time. And it doesn't matter where you put his hay, he will figure out a way to get the cows to set him free.
That's one smart little mini.
I know. The smaller they get, the smarter they are.
That's incredible. Minis are devils. They are really little devils when you think about it.
They are.
And they can get away with it because they're so freaking cute.
It's like they're the chihuahuas of the horse world.
Yeah, that's right. MEI Travel is the official travel agent of the Horse Radio Network. Their mission is to provide premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation time and dollar. MEI Travel operates with the highest degree of integrity and will handle your family vacation, milestone trip, honeymoon, reunion, or getaway, or a horse lover's cruise like they did for us. They pride themselves on expertly representing and advocating for you. They are terrific. You will find them online at meitravel.com or fill out the online quote request anytime and you will have a personal agent answer you within 24 hours with more information and pricing. mei-travel.com. And I tell you what, we wouldn't do the Horse Lovers Cruise without them. She handles everything. I mean, and she came along in the last cruise. It was wonderful. We love that company. MEI Travel is the place to go. Don't take a cruise. Don't book it yourself. Get somebody to help you. All right. Our first prize this hour is from Stacey Westfall. What's in it, Stacey?
Ooh, it is a little box of a lot of DVDs, actually. There's a picture that I sent you somewhere. And it's a full set of my DVDs, which is 8 individual titles and a Westfall horsemanship hat and a signing card, and I can sign that over to whoever gets it. So
cool.
that's what it is.
Yay. All right. Let me do a sort here on the big spreadsheet, which is growing by the minute. So, all right, Olivia, can you pick a number between 1 and 325?
Wow. Let's do 323.
God, I hate you people. I really do.
Now you see my pain all these years, Glenn.
We have Tammy Swanson is the winner. Tammy Swanson, congratulations. You win the goodies from Stacy Westfall. That's a terrific prize.
Okay, and our second prize is the horse holster with cross body and waist straps for $79.95. The horse holster is the safest way for riders to carry their phones and other small items attached to them and not their horse. Made of water-resistant neoprene, it can be worn four different ways. It fits all size phones and cases, and it comes in 16 fun colors to match your tack. Make sure you're riding connected in case you and your horse become disconnected. Learn more at thehorseholster.com.
All right, very good. So do you want to do one more for us, Olivia?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So pick a number.
267.
267. Thank you for not making me scroll the whole page. 267 is Serenity Lemons wins that one. Serenity. God, we've had some pretty names today, haven't we?
Yeah.
So congratulations to Serenity. And thank you so much for helping us out, Olivia. And Merry Christmas.
Yeah, anytime. Merry Christmas. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
All right. Our next prize is the one-year premium subscription to Ride with GPS, an $80 value. Ride with GPS offers the world's best route planning software and mobile app trusted by horse and bike riders around the world. The premium subscription will allow you to unlock advanced route planning tools, offline maps, turn-by-turn voice navigation, live logging, and more. This prize is for 1 year of a premium subscription to the website and mobile app. Ride with GPS.
Stacy, you want to take a number?
I was just going to ask how I can get my name in for that one.
Hey, you don't use this. This is one of the best. If you trail ride, get this app. Because I've been I've been off the roads, and it follows you wherever you... It's really good. And it tracks everything.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, I was trying to figure out how to get my name entered. But since I'm not, 176.
176 is... Kimberly Watts gets that. So congratulations to Kimberly for that.
All right, we have one more. We have the $50 gift certificate from Stateline Tack. Stateline Tack is making holiday shopping easier than ever with incredible deals and great gift items for everyone on your list. Briar and other plush toys are perfect for young riders who dream of having their very own horse. Visit statelinetack.com/HRN for all the best holiday deals and enter code HRN for exclusive savings on your order. Stateline Tack, we make riding affordable. Plus, the new HRN code. Is it the HRN code?
HRN, yep.
You get 30% off?
30% off,
yep. For the rest of the month.
Yep. So that's a terrific offer from Stateline. All right, Stacy, go ahead. 291 is Tina Simmons. Oh, so congratulations to Tina. You win the gift certificate for Stateline Tack. Nice. Well, Stacy, where can people find your show? Where can they find you and what you do?
StacyWestfall.com will bring you to everything. And I'm pretty sure my podcast is Stacy Westfall Podcast.
Somebody might want to look that up.
It is. We checked.
She doesn't have any idea what her own podcast
is. I don't know.
Called.
I did something like that.
No idea. So Stacy, you're also on this show tomorrow. We have a brand new episode for everybody tomorrow. Now, I'll tell you, we did record it because I usually can't talk the next day after
Radiothon. I know, you're going to be
tired. So we did record it ahead of time, but it was a really good episode.
We
did. You want to take a listen to that. So tune in tomorrow morning on Horses in the Morning. In addition to this 12 hours, you'll have another hour to listen to. So that's Stacy Westfall tomorrow morning. Thank you, Stacy. We love you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to you, Stacy. And remember, everybody, we have grand prizes at the end of the day. We have a $500 gift certificate from Kelly Herd Jewelry and your choice of any Wintec saddle. Make the most of your time together this winter, as Wintec saddles can take all of the mud and dirt that you and your horse can throw at them. Wintec saddles were developed with your freestyle in mind. With your lifestyle in mind. So you could spend less time.
You're going to really screw that up hour 10.
I know. Well, I was thinking, you know, free your time. I'm making my own ad. So you can spend less time worrying about oiling your tack and more time with your horse. Visit wintechsaddles.us for more information on their range and to locate your nearest retailer.
You know, by the end of the day, it's going to be Wintech saddles are just damn good. Buy one.
They're awesome. That's how we end up every year.
You should buy them because we like them. That's what it's going to be. All right. What I got to explain to everybody that now has called in and is waiting and finally got through, you're going to have to call back in about 5 minutes because I have to reset our call-in studio before the next hour. It's something they require us to do every 3 hours. So I'm going to have to do that, which means all of you are going to be dropped, and we will reopen it, and then you can call us back in about 5 minutes, and you'll be at the head of the line. So sorry about that, but that's what we've got to do. In the meantime, we had so many songs for y'all this year that we're just adding them to the top of the hours, too.